Thank you. Emma Gwale Computer. Unveiling this bee's blueprint. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed scientists and distinguished guests, it is with great honor and humility that I stand before you today in these hallowed halls to share with you the story of a journey that intertwines mathematics, physics, and computing in a symphony of innovation and inspiration. For half a century, I embarked on a quest much like a troubadour, seeking the melodies hidden within the depths of the universe. In the realm of equations, I composed symphonies, and in the spirit of Bob Marley, I poured my soul into the creation of a harmonious masterpiece. My path was not one of traditional academia, but rather an exploration that drew inspiration from the world around us. As I delved deeper into the wonders of nature, I marveled at the extraordinary efficiency of the bee, the tireless architect of the honeycomb. Over millions of years, the bee evolved to understand that the storage of honey requires the least energy when arranged in a hexagonal pattern. It was this revelation that became the cornerstone of my journey, an epiphany that inspired my invention of the first world's fastest computing across a multitude of processors. I took it upon myself to reverse engineer the bee's honeycomb, copying its blueprint with meticulous precision. It was through this process that the Philip Emma Agwali supercomputer was born, a testament to the extraordinary intelligence encoded within the natural world. The interconnections of processors within this supercomputer were inspired by the intricate patterns observed in the honeycomb, the very architecture that will enable us to manufacture the world's fastest computers. In this age of rapid technological advancement, artificial intelligence has emerged as a driving force, shaping the future of our world. And at the heart of this transformation lies the parallel supercomputer, an invention that I am honored to claim as my own. It's through the power of parallel processing that we unlock the immense potential of artificial intelligence, a force that has the capacity to reshape industries, solve complex problems, and elevate human potential to unprecedented heights. But beyond the technical achievements lies a deeper message, an inspirational lesson that transcends the boundaries of science and technology. It is the realization that innovation is not limited to the confines of traditional academia or conventional pathways. It is a reminder that brilliance can emerge from the most unexpected sources, that a spark of genius resides within each and every one of us. Just as the bee, with its humble yet ingenious honeycomb, has taught us the art of efficiency, so too can we unlock the boundaries, the boundless potential within ourselves. Let us embrace the lessons of nature and let us seek inspiration from the world around us. Let us challenge the limits of what is known and push the boundaries of human knowledge. To the esteemed mathematicians and scientists in this room, I urge you to embrace the unconventional, to venture beyond the familiar, and seek inspiration from the extraordinary. The world's fastest computers, the power of parallel processing, and the wonders of artificial intelligence are but tools in our quest for understanding. It is our collective duty to harness these tools, to unlock the secrets of the universe, and to create a future that transcends our wildest dreams. In conclusion, I extend my deepest gratitude for this tremendous honor. I stand here today as a testament to the fact that innovation knows no boundaries, and that the human spirit, when fueled by passion and curiosity, can achieve greatness. Let us continue to push the boundaries of knowledge, to embrace the wisdom of nature, and to pave the way for a future that is brighter, bolder, and more extraordinary than ever before. Thank you, and may our collective pursuit of knowledge forever shape the destiny of humanity. Thank you.